Attention wrestling fans, if you're ready to get pumped up for some great Saturday morning wrestling action, then look no further, because you're in the right place. Join all your favorite wrestlers with Dustin Five Star and Memphis Wrestling each and every Friday night at 11 p.m. And if you're not able to watch it on Friday night, you can watch the rerun version on Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. only on Action News 5 Plus. Be there. We are Memphis Wrestling.
Quote the legendary Jake Roberts, there's two things you don't do. You don't turn your back on a man that you fear and a man that you respect.
Mike Anthony once again is at ringside losing his mind. Oh,
man, tried to bust the eardrums.
Last week's episode was so unexpected and so worth it to see what happened. But today, some lucky winner is going to face the brand new Memphis Heritage Champion for that title. I can't wait.
You say lucky, but I don't know if I'd want to stand across the ring from the gun show. But today, 30 superstars enter, only one reigns supreme. Who is going to our Blockbuster Anniversary Spectacular for a championship opportunity of their choosing? You know what, Terrence? It's time to find out. It's time for the Crime City Rumble.
The following contest is our Crime City Rumble, introducing our first entrant from Hoxie, Arkansas, Main Event Bradley.
I hear it. Main Event Bradley comes to the desk. He says once again he's in the main event, and that might be true, but he's drawn the absolute worst number that you could possibly draw, and that's number one. Let's see who number two is going to be. Oh, it's the Memphis Wrestling Internet Champion.
The number two's not any better.
Tim Bosby.
I think it's important to highlight, too, you mentioned about these two numbers here, number one and number two entries. Not very many stars in the history of pro wrestling have ever walked away out of a Rumble match the winner from this entry number.
It's the hardest place to do it. Number one and number two. And we will also have a new entrant. Every so often, enter the Grind City Rumble. The bell rings, and here we go. Number one and number two, Main Event Bradley and Tim Bosby.
Tim Bosby sporting some new ring gear here.
number one in the state of Tennessee in amateur wrestling, made his way through the Wrestle Center all the way to the Memphis Wrestling Internet Championship. It looks like Brad's trying to cut a deal here.
I think they just did, too.
With Bosby.
Oh, wait a minute.
Here comes Kid Wrestling. Number three, big shoulder tackle. And another one from Kid Wrestling. It looks like this tag team's not working out too well.
No, it's not.
Kid Wrestling with a belly-to-back suplex. Having his way. Look at this.
Oh, look at this.
What strength from Kid Wrestling. Takes him down.
Well, he's called Kid Wrestling for a reason.
We got the number one in the state of Tennessee in amateur wrestling, and then you've also got Kid Wrestling.
Oh, wait a minute.
Look at this.
Oh, it's Big Jack. You know he's hungry after that upset last week.
They're coming out fast and furious here in the Grind City Rumble. Big Jack is our fourth competitor to enter, and he is cleaning house.
Well, he's called Big for a reason, and he's making a big impact here in our opening part of the Grind City Rumble, entry number four.
One of these men could go on to our anniversary spectacular, but it is unlikely given how early it is, but it will be very hard to throw Big Jack over the top rope.
Yeah, look at his face. He was totally mocking the camera. And for everybody watching at home, just no love loss for anyone. They're standing between him and a title opportunity.
Look at this, right in your living room. Big Jack having his way with Kid Wrestling, whether it's legal or not, doesn't matter in the Grind City Rumble. The only thing that matters is being thrown over the top rope with both feet hitting the floor. That's how you get eliminated here.
Well, if you believe you can fly, today's your opportunity.
Wait a second.
Oh,
well, here we go. We've got Jason Genesis with Goddess. Genesis hit the ring. Lucky to duck that haymaker.
Well, it looks like the Goddess is not an entrant either, so that's a good thing for her, maybe.
Goddess is there for emotional support and probably an unfair advantage. What a shot from Jason Genesis.
You can feel the vibration off of that.
Oh, you got a little kiss there.
Wait a minute. Kid Wrestling from behind.
I don't blame him. Oh, arm breaker.
I know another couple.
You can hear him screaming in agony, too.
Yeah, he might have done some permanent damage there.
Now, Jason Genesis did go over the top rope on that Kapow turnbuckle. Luckily, his feet did not hit the floor. He's still in this thing. It looks like he is ruling the ring at this point.
Yeah, just to reiterate the rules really quickly, before our next entry comes out here, it's over the top rope, elimination only, and both feet must touch the ground, and here we go. Good God.
Fans, we're going to step away for our first commercial break here in the Grind City Rumble, and it's prayer time. Reverend Ash Taylor in action when we return. Stay with us.
Well, I got church. Don't miss Memphis Wrestling Live starting tonight at Dave & Buster's for our Royal Rumble watch party. It's free. That's Dave & Buster's tonight in Memphis. Next Saturday, February 4th, is our anniversary Blockbuster Super Bowl. Who will face the Gun Show for the Memphis Heritage Championship? Plus, WWE Hall of Famer Bushwhacker Luke. Reserve your seat today. Sunday, February 26th, meet us at FedEx Forum for Throwback Day with the University of Memphis Tigers. Don't miss it live. All tickets are on sale now. Get yours right now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com.
You came in after work, it's the only time you can. Savory steak and bacon, grilled cheese, sounds like a great plan. Wow, kids online are really mean. Sonic steak and bacon, grilled cheese.
Ooh, Sonic.
We aren't just here to see patients. We're here to help people walk out our doors, whether it's life-saving trauma care, advancing oncology treatment, or helping patients reclaim their independence. We're always here for you. Regional One Health, specializing in tomorrows.
Our next free watch party at Dave & Buster's is Saturday, January 28th. Watch WWE Royal Rumble with us. It's free. That's Dave & Buster's Memphis. Can't get enough Memphis Wrestling? You need Memphis Wrestling Plus. Subscribe today at MemphisWrestlingPlus.com.
Welcome back to Memphis Wrestling. Before the break, we saw Reverend Ash Taylor entering, and now here comes Remarkable Ryan Rembrandt.
You can see some tag teaming there from Jason Genesis and the Reverend Ash Taylor going after Memphis Wrestling Internet Champion Tim Bosby. And again, it's not illegal with outside interference.
The ring is really filled up, and we only have 7 competitors who have entered, and they're all still here. And Bosby teetering. Double T maneuver.
Oh, what a save.
And somehow stays in. It looks like Brad's helping him out a little bit. So these guys have some sort of...
The old saying is, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. And that's the way they're looking at it today.
Especially in the Grind City Rumble. And I hear the music. And here comes Rashad Lamont from the LA Hustlers.
Looks like he may try to hustle his way to victory today. He is no stranger to multi-entrant competitions.
Tag team performer. He's used to more people being in the ring, but I don't know about 8 people being in the ring. Bosby in the corner trying to eliminate Kid Wrestling with the help of Brad Stinkerhorn.
Wait a minute, Dustin. Main event Bradley.
Main event Bradley, Schmadley, whatever. Ooh, look at that shot. Reverend Ash Taylor. Big shot to the face from Kid Wrestling.
Kid Wrestling going for an attempted elimination here, but Reverend Ash Taylor, a fresh body in this competition, really.
Actually surprised to see Ash Taylor in there mixing it up.
Wait a minute.
Look at this. God is holding the hand of Jason Genesis, keeping him from being eliminated as our next participant is headed to the ring.
Work goes smoothly when you know the right steps. With Asana, you can coordinate tasks across teams and stay on track, so your team can spend more time celebrating wins. Try it for free at asana.com.
It's our first competitor from the women's division. It's Jennifer Justice, who had her championship opportunity last week. She can earn another one if she's the final person standing today.
Can you imagine that? We talked about this.
What a shot!
Grind City Rumble.
She just laid out Kid Wrestling.
A strong forearm nonetheless. Oh! Double axe handle over the back of Jennifer Justice. I mean, this the all is fair.
Look on Roughshot's face like, what do you want me to do? She's in there. Big shot.
She is here to win. She lost that title opportunity last week for the Women's Championship. She is vying for an opportunity at the Memphis Heritage Championship.
Or perhaps Cassandra Golden once again.
That's true.
Is at ringside here. It looks like he's in street clothes. Don't let that fool you. He'll get involved in a heartbeat.
And there's nothing we can do about it either. Kid Wrestling being brought to his feet there by the Remarkable Ryan Rembrandt. Triple R is our friends at Rolling Into Mempho column.
Meanwhile, on the other side of the ring, the Boz, along with Big Jack, have Reverend Ash Taylor just hanging on for dear life. We have yet to see our first elimination.
Well, we may have it. Oh, man, Reverend Ash Taylor holding
barely
on by a miracle.
But wait a second. Big Swole Justin Cole, definitely a fan favorite to win the Grind City Rumble. Here he comes. And I promise you, business is about to pick up.
Wait a minute.
Reverend Ash Taylor, he's eliminated.
First elimination of the match. And look at this. Look at this. Bradley is out on the outside, hiding like a scalded dog.
Meanwhile, inside the ring, Big Swole catches Jason Genesis off the ropes, dips him over the top.
No, he's out.
That today, that's 2 eliminations for Big Swole. Ryan Rembrandt trying to get Big Swole, but not strong enough. Out goes Rembrandt!
That's 3 back-to-back eliminations from Big Swole. And wait a minute, here comes Roughshot!
Look out! Roughshot over the top and to the floor! Big Swole controls the ring!
I can't believe it! Look at Ryan Rembrandt! He's like, what just happened?
Uh-oh.
This is what we came to see, the matchups we've been waiting for. Who wouldn't want to see Big Jack versus Big Swole? And here they go.
It's the battle of the bigs. Collar elbow tie-up. And you gotta know here, Big Jack's been in here for just a second. He was entry number four. Big Swole is a fresh body in
this
fight.
I hear the music.
Big Jack eliminated.
I don't believe it.
Big Swole with five eliminations. He's on fire.
Wait a second. There's two guys coming out. But meanwhile, inside the ring, look at this. In the ring,
Big Swole has his buddy Kid Wrestling hoisted. And
he's
eliminates
out.
Him.
He's out. Big Swole came to win. Look at Tim Bosby. Look at Tim Bosby like a snake waiting to strike.
Ripcord ducks, scoops him up. Looks like a Swole slam on the bars, and he nails it.
Meanwhile, what are the hot shots doing? It's supposed to be one at a time entering.
The hot shots, yeah.
Double clothesline. Is he going to get him? Over the top and to the floor.
That's got to be the quickest elimination. That's got to be the quickest elimination in Grind City Rumble history.
You got to be kidding me. The Hot Shots eliminated in one fell swoop by Big Swole. And if my math is good, and I did go to school in Mississippi, that's eight eliminations for Big Swole, Justin Cole.
Now he's face to face here.
He is eyeing Jennifer Justice.
With Jennifer Justice, and you remember last year, he did not want to do battle with Jordan Grace.
Yeah, she gave him a run for his money, too.
He's saying, no, thank you. I don't.
Whoa!
Good God! God in heaven! What a slap!
All right. Here we go.
She's like, wait a minute, I'm sorry.
Wait a minute, Main Event Bradley. Main
Event Bradley!
Wait a minute!
Just eliminated! Big Swole, Justin Cole, what an upset!
I don't believe it! Big Swole is out of the Grind City Rumble!
He was a favorite to win it, and wait a second! Jennifer Justice is out! Brad Skimmerhorn controls the ring! The Grind City Rumble continues when we return!
Don't miss Memphis Wrestling Live starting tonight at Dave & Buster's for our Royal Rumble watch party. It's free. That's Dave & Buster's tonight in Memphis. Next Saturday, February 4th, is our anniversary Blockbuster Super Bout. Who will face the Gun Show for the Memphis Heritage Championship? Plus, WWE Hall of Famer Bushwhacker Luke. Reserve your seat today. Sunday, February 26th, meet us at FedEx Forum for Throwback Day with the University of Memphis Tigers. Don't miss it live. All tickets are on sale now. Get yours right now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com. Memphis Wrestling Fan of the Week is sponsored by Orion Federal Credit Union. Check out all the ways that Orion is redefining banking at orionfcu.com. Is your roof suffering from wind and storm damage? Call Anthony, your insurance specialist at Southern Roofing and Renovations. He'll do the fighting for you. 901-672-1292.
I use Febreze Fabric Refresher every day to make my home smell amazing. On my bed, my couch, my jacket or jeans, in between washes, even shoes. Febreze doesn't cover up odors with scent, but fights them and freshens. Over 1,000 uses. Febreze Fabric Refresher.
13, 14.
Saturday, February 4th, it's our second anniversary Blockbuster Super Bout. Who will square off against the Gun Show? Reserve your seat right now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com. Are you looking for a fun, interactive, action-packed way to raise money for your school fundraiser, special event, or nonprofit? tag team with Memphis Wrestling. Call now at 901-729-6353.
Welcome back to Memphis Wrestling. The beating on Ray Ray Sanders. He needs some help. And once again, trying to get clarification, but the Posse are not in this matchup.
I'm at a shock here. Neither one of them are entrants here for today's Grind City Rumble.
They're just going to make sure that Ray Ray can't compete in it.
That's not fair.
Scoops him up here. What is this? Double team move. Oh, man.
God, what an impact.
Brain buster from Mr. Chris. And here they are again to ruin the Grind City Rumble, in particular, for Trace.
Wait a second.
Here comes King.
Here comes the cavalry.
Spins the big man around. What a shot.
Those patented right hands, as you mentioned 2 weeks ago, from Derek King are making contact. And now Ray Ray Sanders.
DK and Ray Ray, Team Wrestle Center. Big Simon eliminated. Little Chris over the top. Super kick. Down go the Posse. Now, wait a second. Ray Ray Sanders on the top rope.
I don't think he cares at this point.
That's an elimination. But he dives.
Oh my goodness,
folks. Swanton bomb off the top rope.
Ray Sanders
has taken out the Posse, but he's also eliminated himself. Ray Sanders is out of here.
But you know what? I think it's important to remind everyone at home, Derek King is still in this match. And there's another opportunity for them.
Double team maneuver, so Ray Ray does take out his enemies, the Posse. But in the midst of that, he's eliminated himself and left Derek King, his tag partner, even though it's every man for himself, left DK all by himself. And here comes our next participant.
Oh, God.
And it's Casanova, Colton Cage.
How does he still work here?
Which one?
Any of them for that matter, but Hollywood Jimmy.
Jimmy Blaylock has made it clear that you have one job, Colton, and that's to protect Van Vicious, so he's not even letting him enter the match.
Well, I mean, it's technically legal here.
It's absolutely legal. All's fair in love and war, and Grind City Rumble, of course, and look at Jimmy here. And Colton Cage wasting time on the floor.
Derek King at the receiving end of those right hooks.
Good call. Back inside the ring where the action is taking place. The Boss seems to be taking a rest. Meanwhile, main event Bradley working over Derek King.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I don't recognize this music.
Who's next?
It's Uncle Mikey!
Uncle Mikey is here, and Brad takes off running again.
Now, these two guys have beef. Bosby picked up a victory thanks to Brad and a mystery man just a couple of weeks ago. Still don't know who that was. But Mikey tells him to be quiet.
Oh! Yeah, right. Stop. Uncle Mikey, Tim Bosby went head-to-head 2 weeks ago. Now he's just playing with Tim
Mikey
Bosby.
Loves toying with the fans as well. The click still here on the floor, as Mikey is just working over the Boss. Uncle Mikey came very close to winning the Grind City Rumble last year. Made it to the finals, actually. Oh, I hear some music.
Oh, I think it's time. I think it's time for the best of the best. Could he do it again? Could he win the Grind City Rumble again?
If he does, we could have a repeat of last year's anniversary blockbuster spectacular. Look at this. Austin Lane not getting in the ring. Instead, eyeing down Colton Cage, who's just chilling on the floor.
We can see here Tim Bosby, them attempting to... Oh,
big
what a
shot!
Shot.
Colton Cage rolled in the ring. Austin has spoiled the plan of the Hollywood Click.
And he is now an official entrant into the Grind City Rumble. He's not even had time to take his glasses off yet.
Colton Cage has fared very well previously in Battle Royals. What a
backdrop, and look who's headed to the ring now. It's Van Vicious's personal security guard. It's Adamus Fane.
That is a big man, Dustin. That is a big man. And wait a minute.
Hold on.
Another member of the Hollywood clique back to back? How did Hollywood Jimmy do this?
Come on. I don't think that was the number they drew. It's two guys getting in at the same time. But wait, looks like Vance decided not to go in. Look at Adamus Fane. Big clubbing blows. Double axe handles for everybody.
Tim Bosby going
up. Top. He's caught. Adamus Fane.
Oh, a choke slam.
Joke slam! Now Van Vicious wants to enter the ring.
There you see it. The Hollywood clique have weaseled their way into this match again.
Oh, wait a second, Terrence. I gotta get my groove on here. As Gio Savage is headed to the ring. Oh, yeah!
Sorry, I had to... That look you're giving me here, it reminds me of maybe a Maria look. I don't know.
That was definitely me channeling a Maria look, for
look
sure.
Look at this. Gio has found Brad Stinkerhorn. Excuse me, main event Bradley on the floor. Rolls him back in, and the ring's filling back up. But look at this. Van holding up DK.
Oh, wait a minute!
Oh, my goodness!
Van Vicious is out!
Van Vicious...
Colton Cage was
eliminated by Colton. Now Colton's gone. The clique doesn't know what to think, and now Adamus Fane.
The Hollywood clique is on the way out the door.
They got him over.
Don't let it hit you in the butt on the way out.
Big knee. Adamus Fane.
That is it.
Is eliminated.
Money can't buy you happiness, Blaylock.
Jimmy Blaylock is beside himself, if that's such a thing. The plan was foiled.
Oh, wait a minute!
And main event Bradley!
Uncle Mikey!
Eliminates Uncle Mikey!
I don't believe what I just saw!
What would you expect here at the Grind City Rumble? And wait a second, folks. Here comes the big man, the 387-pound master of fetjitsu, the favorite to win the Grind City Rumble in most people's eyes. Kate Toomer's here. And he's cleaning house.
Sure enough. Tim Bosby receiving that boot from K-Tumor. Gio Savage sent right back down.
Big bang on DK.
Wait
a second over here.
Here he is.
The problem child, Aaron Roberts.
He's been talking a big game. He has been talking a huge game.
Had a warm up last week. He ended Zay Washington for good. And now here he is. He is about to go face to face.
The tumor's not moving. What happens? What happens when these two colossal giants...
We're about to find out, but here comes the goddess of the night.
Look,
Nick, she's entering at a terrible time.
I was just about to say, what a horrible time.
Jump on A-Rob's back! She's not backing down from anybody, and she's slammed for her efforts. Oh, watch out!
God! Make
contact. Double eliminations there. Gio Savage and Austin Lane both go over the top rope. And fans, we got a stare down in the center of the ring. The rumble continues when we return.
You came in after work. It's the only time you can. Savory steak and bacon grilled cheese. Sounds like a great plan. Wow, kids online are in. Sonic steak and bacon grilled cheese.
Sonic.
We aren't just here to see patients. We're here to help people walk out our doors, whether it's life-saving trauma care, advancing oncology treatment, or helping patients reclaim their independence. We're always here for you. Regional One Health, specializing in tomorrows.
Our next free watch party at Dave & Buster's is Saturday, January 28th. Watch WWE Royal Rumble with us. It's free. That's Dave & Buster's Memphis. Comics, comics, kapow comics! It's the place for comic books, retro games, classic memorabilia, and more. Kapow Comics, 501-834-5769. Can't get enough Memphis Wrestling? You need Memphis Wrestling Plus. Subscribe today at MemphisWrestlingPlus.com.
Welcome back to the Crime City Rumble, and it's time for another hot shot. The newly recruited Ray Collins headed to the ring, but he's all alone as well.
One of the most disappointing things I've seen happen this year is Ray Collins, who had all the potential in the world.
Wait a second. Kate Toomer makes short work of Ray Collins. Now, what was you saying about Ray Collins here?
I don't think it's important now. He's
gone. You couldn't even get one sentence out. And he's thrown out of the ring.
Well, his hotshot counterparts, I believe, had the quickest elimination in Grind City Rumble history, but I think that just got beat.
We've got Bosley squaring off against Kate Toomer. You hear that thunderous chop. On the other side is Aaron Roberts, the problem child with Derek King. Nix is in the ring as well, and Brad Skimmahorn is hiding somewhere.
I gotta say, that double over the top chop has gotta be the most hurtful, painful version of a chop.
Don't sign me up for that, but here comes our next participant in the Grind City Rumble, and it's storybook Prince Gaston. Storybook thinking about it. All right, he's going to enter the ring here. Looks like we have six competitors in the ring here.
He's even got the book there at the ring. Storybook has closed.
Wait a second. Now he's got Nix. And throws her over the top rope.
He didn't just throw her. He ejected her over the top rope.
Nix has been eliminated. Referee David Knight checking on her. She took one heck of a spill. But Storybook better turn around. And there's Kate Toomer. Meanwhile, our next participant is here.
It is Mackenzie Morgan and her best friend, Nix, who actually came to her rescue after that heinous attack we saw weeks ago.
I know Mackenzie Morgan was relieved to find out that it was not Nix that attacked her backstage. The internet was abuzz about that. And Storybook, swinging the book, Mackenzie Morgan moves out of the way, and now lighten up Storybook Prince Gaston.
I'm going to tell you right now, Mackenzie Morgan, in my opinion, is the breakout star of 2022.
Hit him with the book. All she has to do is tip him over.
And she is leading into 2023. I was waiting to finish it.
Storybook Prince Gaston eliminated.
The fairy tale's over.
By Mackenzie Morgan. And here we go once again. Now they're going to lock it up. Big man Kate Toomer, problem child Aaron Roberts, center of the ring. Slugfest.
Ooh,
big knee from Aaron Roberts.
Do want to highlight here, you can see in the back of your your camera shot there, just Tim Bosby's still in.
Handshake from Mackenzie Morgan, reaching out to Bosby. You know how Bosby is about handshakes. Oh, wait a second. He scoops Mackenzie Morgan up.
Oh, don't let it end this way.
She's fighting.
Oh,
what
shades.
A slam.
Shades of Alan Steele.
Our next participant in the Crying City Rumble.
Switch to our most affordable unlimited phone plan and get two lines for just $80 per month with Simply Unlimited from Google Fi Wire.
Is on the way.
It's the other half. The other half of the LA Hustlers.
The biggest member of the LA Hustlers. Big Bradley in the ring now. Notorious Bradley. He goes straight for the biggest man in the ring, and that's Kate Toomer.
Wait a second.
This is not good.
Aaron Roberts has Mackenzie Morgan by the hair.
Come on, Aaron. Pick on somebody your own size. Oh, wait a minute. Uncle Mikey, you just saw him at the top of your bottom of your screen. Uncle Mikey's back.
Uncle Mikey doing out here?
That's what I'm wondering. You can see our camera there
for something.
Yeah, our camera was running to try to figure out what's going on.
In the ring.
Wait, they found him.
Main event Bradley.
They found him.
Acting like a stinker horn.
Throwing him in the ring. Bradley's in there now.
He tried to hide like a scalded dog, like a scaredy cat.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up, for the circus has come to the Grind City Rumble. As your ringmaster, Barnabas the Leader, oh so proudly presents the unimaginable power, the unbelievable strength of the one, the only, Maurice the Strong!
Maurice the Strong making his debut here in Memphis Wrestling! That's Barnabas the Leader and
Memphis
Maurice the
Wrestling.
Strong!
Welcome to our big town as the centerpiece to the world's greatest collection of curiosities and abnormalities, Maurice the Strong prepares to take each and every individual inside that ring on a carnival ride they'll never, ever forget.
Ladies and gentlemen, Maurice the Strong is going to enter the Grind City Rumble after this quick commercial break. Fans, stay with us.
Don't miss Memphis Wrestling Live starting tonight at Dave & Buster's for our Royal Rumble watch party. It's free. That's Dave & Buster's tonight in Memphis. Next Saturday, February 4th, is our anniversary Blockbuster Super Bowl. Who will face the Gun Show for the Memphis Heritage Championship? Plus, WWE Hall of Famer Bushwhacker Luke. Reserve your seat today. Sunday, February 26th, meet us at FedEx Forum for Throwback Day with the University of Memphis Tigers. Don't miss it live. All tickets are on sale now. Get yours right now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com. Is your roof suffering from wind and storm damage? Call Anthony, your insurance specialist at Southern Roofing and Renovations. He'll do the fighting for you. 901-672-1292. The Memphis Wrestling Fan of the Week is sponsored by Orion Federal Credit Union. Check out all the ways that Orion is redefining banking at orionfcu.com. Next Saturday, February 4th, it's our second anniversary Blockbuster Super Bowl featuring WWE Hall of Famer Bushwhacker Luke. Reserve your seat right now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com.
Welcome back to Memphis Wrestling, and Maurice the Strong has entered the fray. And as you can see, he's putting a beating on the biggest man in the Rumble, Kate Toomer.
Dustin,
can Maurice the Strong eliminate Toomer? Is he strong enough to do that?
I don't know what kind of sideshow we've just run into here, but I didn't. That creeped me out just a little bit.
Barnabas the Leader. Once again, Barnabas the Leader introducing Maurice the Strong. Says welcome to the circus, the carnival, if you will.
Oh, what a chop. You can hear that chop across the airwaves there.
Oh, I know you heard that.
Not in a good spot here.
The problem child. Throwing live rounds in there.
Let's talk about this really quick, Dustin. We still have two of the original entrants in this match.
You're exactly right. Participant number one and two still in the matchup here. Meanwhile, inside the middle of the ring, Aaron Roberts, the problem child, putting it to the newcomer, Maurice the Strong.
Aaron Roberts with that headbutt and got a little bit of a backlash there of his own.
Sounds like our next competitor is headed to the ring. And it's Bulletproof Bruce. We saw him last week on Milestone 100 of the Grind City Rumble. Came out victorious.
Ooh.
Goes right for A-Rob.
Corner there, you can see Main Event Bradley and Tim Bosby trying to get a breather, I guess, a reprieve from the action that's going on in the ring. Out of sight, out of mind. It's an excellent strategy. Love them or hate them.
No kidding. One of the things that you're taught is to be small at times, and this is the perfect time to be small, as you see Brad in the corner on the other side of the screen.
I spoke too soon.
Hugging. Oh my God. Goodness, what a cutter. Unbelievable from Kate Toomer, who never ceases to amaze us.
And Barnabas is having a cow.
Maurice might be done.
Or an elephant.
Well, it is the circus. Meanwhile, in the corner, the boss teetering on that top rope, Notorious Bradley and Derek King teaming up for this one time only.
We also saw previously Bulletproof Bruce was on the way out as well, but he is maintaining that control against Aaron Roberts. But
look at this in the near corner. On the right side of your screen, Kate Toomer has Maurice the Strong teetering.
A lot of stuff going on in the squared circle. So much action. So many possible opportunities of elimination. So many possible outcomes as to who could win this match and have an opportunity at championship gold.
Here comes our next competitor. I knew I smelled something.
Isn't that copyright infringement?
Absolutely. Matt Williams headed into the ring now.
Who copies somebody's logo and makes it their own?
Good question.
Oh,
wait a
top
second! Mackenzie Morgan eliminated by Matt Williams.
I hate to see it, but look at this. What a joke. What a joke, Matt.
And if my math is correct, we've had 29 competitors enter the squared circle. That means there's one remaining as Matt Williams runs around the ring like he's won the thing.
God, I don't know if you realize this, but Mackenzie Morgan may have lost here today, but what a valiant effort from that young woman.
Fantastic performance. Cannot wait to see what the rest of 2023 holds for Mackenzie Morgan.
He says he's going to be the next champion.
Matt Williams, he'd love to win the Rumble here and rub it into Austin Lane's face. That is yet to be seen. Better watch out as Bulletproof Bruce on the attack.
Yep, going to eliminate Matt Williams. Maurice the Strong trying to assist.
I think our final competitor is ready. Who's it gonna be? Oh my goodness, folks!
And introducing next, the final entrant to the Grind City Rumble from Orlando, Florida, weighing in at 300 pounds, Moose!
Ladies and gentlemen, Impact Wrestling superstar, Moose is here in Memphis Wrestling! Moose is here at the Grind City Rumble!
Look at the size of that man!
Moose stands at least 6'9" tall.
And Matt Williams, look Morgan. He's trying to parlay with Moose to team up to eliminate the rest of the entrants. Like, that's going to work.
Moose is taking his time as he enters the Crying City Rumble here at Memphis Wrestling. I can't believe it.
What a surprise entrant. Could Moose win today and have an opportunity at championship gold?
Fans, don't you dare touch that dial. It's time for our final commercial break. You won't miss a thing. He's got Matt. Matt is gone. Fans, last commercial break. Stay with us.
Don't miss Memphis Wrestling Live starting tonight at Dave & Buster's for our Royal Rumble watch party. It's free. That's Dave & Buster's tonight in Memphis. Next Saturday, February 4th, is our anniversary Blockbuster Super Bowl. Who will face the Gun Show for the Memphis Heritage Championship? Plus, WWE Hall of Famer Bushwhacker Luke. Reserve your seat today. Sunday, February 26th, meet us at FedEx Forum for Throwback Day with the University of Memphis Tigers. Don't miss it live. All tickets are on sale now. Get yours right now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com. Are you looking for a fun, interactive, action-packed way to raise money for your school fundraiser, special event, or nonprofit? Tag team with Memphis Wrestling. Call now at 901-729-6353. Can't get enough Memphis Wrestling? You need Memphis Wrestling Plus. Subscribe today at MemphisWrestlingPlus.com. Our next free watch party at Dave & Buster's is Saturday, January 28th. Watch WWE Royal Rumble with us. It's free. That's Dave & Buster's Memphis.
Circle with those right hooks.
Moose, big forearms of his own.
Oh, my goodness!
Enziguri from the 387-pounder. Big boot!
But he's still standing. He is still standing. Here's Aaron Roberts.
The problem child with a double clothesline. Aaron Roberts rules the ring.
The cockiness. Which, I mean, at this point, he deserves to be a little cocky. I got to say, I mean, love or hate the problem child, in that moment he showed why he is formidable in that ring.
We've heard it time and time again. A-Rob has said, even if it's Moose, you do not come to Memphis Wrestling and take over my house. And now he could prove it by eliminating Moose. Yet to be seen, though. Wait, all the way over to the top.
Oh, and he grabs the hold of Aaron Roberts by
the
neck.
Hold. Pulling the problem child over by his throat.
Making him go exactly where he wants him to go. This is going to be interesting here. Both men on the ledge.
Moose is teetering here.
Yeah, both are in a very, very interesting situation.
Can Moose pull out the victory and head to our anniversary super bout? Or will it be Aaron Roberts?
Exchanging blows on the dangerous edge.
Both men are rocking and rolling.
Those right hands, those right hooks, those right forearms.
Down goes Aaron Roberts.
Just in case, can't believe it. Wait a minute.
Gosh.
I don't believe it. He was hiding like a snake in the grass and just took out Moose.
I cannot believe it. Moose has been eliminated by main event Bradley. Huge upset. But now he has to pay the dear, dear price.
Look at that. Look at that.
Super kick!
Oh, God. You just caught it from the corner of your screen, but that boot.
Out goes main event Bradley. Fans, we are down to our final two. Referee David Knight hops inside the ring, and this will turn into a one-on-one contest. Kay Toomer versus Derek King, and the winner gets a championship opportunity of their choosing at our anniversary Super Bout here at the Wrestle Center. Get your tickets at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com. And DK, one-on-one with Kay Toomer, and we've seen it one time before, but not at the end of a Grind City Rumble like this. Who's going home with the opportunity of a lifetime?
Dustin, this is it. The final two competitors, one fall to a finish.
Super kick! Big super kick, but Kay Toomer does not go down.
That's all right, Derek King is lining up for a second shot.
Wow.
And he's down to one knee. I gotta say, both of these men,
Toomer,
have been through a lot.
Catches it. Wait a second. Big bang! Down goes Derek! And the big man has done it!
Here is your winner of the Grind City Rumble, Kay Toomer!
He's finally done it! Kay Toomer, the master of Fet Jitsu, is the winner of the Grind City Rumble!
There, look at the emotion! Look at the raw emotion on Kay Toomer's face! The reality is setting in. The things that he achieved, the things he's waited for since the very first time he made an appearance here at the Wrestle Center, it's coming to fruition.
Let's take a look back at the action from the Grind City Rumble on our instant replay. Brought to you by Memphis Wrestling Live. Right here at the Wrestle Center. It's our anniversary Slockbuster Super Bout, and Kay Toomer is headed there. What a day, what a match, what a moment for the master of Fet Jitsu.
This is a moment in history, a moment in history that is not going to be forgotten for a long time. I remember when Kay Toomer first first made an appearance here at the Wrestle Center, not as a competitor, but he made a way. He proved himself. He put his body on the line, and today he came in. He achieved victory in the best way possible. Entrant number 20 goes home the winner, Kay Toomer, the master of Fat Jitsu.
And we're running low on time, but there is the victor. He is the big man, Kay Toomer. Show enough. He got the job done. I am Dustin Starr. He's Terrence Ward. So long, everybody. Toomer versus Gun Show.
Put your hood in his face. I ain't scared of no sucker. I ain't scared of no trick. I don't part no squad. It ain't afraid of no clique.